Harper Audio presents The Lying Game by Sarah Shepard. Performed by Cassandra Morris. Copyright 2010 by Alloy Entertainment and Sarah Shepard. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. We are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. Kurt Vonnegut. Prologue. I woke up in a dingy clawfoot bathtub in an unfamiliar pink-tiled bathroom. A stack of Maxims sat next to the toilet, green toothpaste globbed in the sink, and white drips streaked the mirror. The window showed a dark sky and a full moon. What day of the week was it? Where was I? A frat house at the U of A? Someone's apartment? I could barely remember that my name was Sutton Mercer, or that I lived in the foothills of Tucson, Arizona. I had no idea where my purse was, and I didn't have a clue where I'd parked my car. Actually, what kind of car did I drive? Had someone slipped me something?
Emma?
A guy's voice called from another room.
You home?
I'm busy, called a voice close by. A tall, thin girl opened the bathroom door, her tangled dark hair hanging in her face.
Hey!
I leapt to my feet. Someone's in here already! My body felt tingly, as if it had fallen asleep. When I looked down, it seemed like I was flickering on and off, like I was under a strobe light. Freaky. Someone definitely slipped me something. The girl didn't seem to hear me. She stumbled forward, her face covered in shadows.
Hello?
I cried, climbing out of the tub. She didn't look over.
Are you deaf?
Nothing. She pumped a bottle of lavender-scented lotion and rubbed it on her arms. The door flung open again, and a snub-nosed, unshaven teenage guy burst in.
Oh.
His gaze flew to the girl's tight-fitting t-shirt, which said New York, New York Roller Coaster on the front.
I didn't know you were in here, Emma.
That's maybe why the door was closed. Emma pushed him out and slammed it shut. She turned back to the mirror. I stood right behind her.
Hey!
I cried again. Finally, she looked up. My eyes darted to the mirror to meet her gaze. But when I looked into the glass, I screamed. Because Emma looked exactly like me. And I wasn't there. Emma turned and walked out of the bathroom, and I followed as if something was yanking me along behind her. Who was this girl? Why did we look the same? Why was I invisible? And why couldn't I remember, well, anything? The wrong memory snapped into aching, nostalgic focus. The glittering sunset over the Catalinas. The smell of the lemon trees in my backyard in the morning. The feel of cashmere slippers on my toes. But other things, the most important things, had become muffled and fuzzy, as if I'd lived my whole life underwater. I saw vague shapes, but I couldn't make out what they were. I couldn't remember what I'd done for any summer vacations, who my first kiss had been with, or what it felt like to feel the sun on my face, or dance to my favorite song. What was my favorite song? And even worse, every second that passed, things got fuzzier and fuzzier, like they were disappearing, like I was disappearing. But then I concentrated really hard, and I heard a muffled scream. And suddenly it was like I was somewhere else. I felt pain shooting through my body, before a final sleepy sensation of my muscles surrendering. As my eyes slowly closed, I saw a blurry, shadowy figure standing over me. "Oh, my God," I whispered. No wonder Emma didn't see me. No wonder I wasn't in the mirror. I wasn't really here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?